And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Berdo, and our great producer, Eric Reinert. And before we get our kissing expert on, Joseph, it sounds like your favorite band from the 90s. I know you were huge in NSYNC. Or was it Backstreet?
Oh, no, it was NSYNC.
It was NSYNC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not kidding.
No, he's not.
Of course I'm kidding.
No, he's not. He loved
it. No, I liked O-Town.
O-Town. What about 98 degrees?
No,
it was NSYNC. If you've ever been to Joseph's house, everywhere, you know, not
Lance Bass, frozen.
You still got the posters up?
Oh, I won the poll again.
You weren't here the other day. You missed it. You would have won the poll again.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to go back and talk about it.
Right. Well, but yeah, NSYNC appropriately bringing us into this segment. Kiss Me at Midnight. So, Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special,
yeah.
And you know, I think our fourth time speaking with our next guest. I think that probably makes her our most repeated guest of all time.
I think it does.
Yeah,
she's probably get this.
Yeah, she probably get that award for that they give the
SNL.
Guests on Saturday Night Live. Yeah,
get a prize going there.
Yeah, yeah.
So work on that.
Yeah, get the prize going. And Andrea Demergian, thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, I feel so honored to be such a frequent guest on your show, so thanks always for thinking of me.
The Four-Timers Club.
None of the other ones like us. So.
Yeah,
Platinum status or something.
I know, Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin, we invited them on four times, and they said no. So
yeah. They'd rather do this other show that's on Saturdays.
They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, they say they prefer late night and as opposed to early morning, but the book is called Kissing Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About One of Life's Sweetest Pleasures. And of course, we've spoken with you on New Year's Eve before, and on Valentine's Day, and we just had to have you back on to tell us a little bit about the Midnight Kiss. Of course, that's one of the highlights of New Year's Eve, the staples, wouldn't you say, Andrea?
Well, it definitely is. I mean, it's really one of the most iconic kiss of the year when you think about it universally. I mean, Valentine's Day is one of the most romantic nights of the year, but the New Year's Eve kiss is quintessential to starting the new year on a really good omen. You know, you want to get a kiss to start the year right.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've talked about that before, and I think last year I took your advice, and my friends held me to it as well, because we went out and had a good time, and my friend Shannon told me, you know, you don't turn away, and I think even Jim told me, don't turn away if a girl, you know, you've got to just go for it, because it's
absolutely
bad luck. That's what Andrea said.
Absolutely. It would be a bad omen for you. You would bode bad things for you in the coming year if you turned away from a kiss. Even if it's not necessarily the person you want to be kissing, it's sort of like in this time of year, you really have to sort of think about peace and goodwill towards men and women, which means being gracious about a kiss.
Good point. Now, what's the omen if you don't get a kiss on New Year's Eve? Because I'm okay with admitting I didn't get a kiss last New Year's Eve.
Well, what's interesting is the tradition of the kiss at New Year's really started back in ancient Rome, and it was around the year end, sort of the opposite of the solstice when the days are short, and they had a festival. And, their thought was having a good kiss or having a kiss was the way to start the year right, and it would bring good things to you. And to not kiss wouldn't necessarily mean, like, bad, terrible things are going to happen to you, but it was just all in the spirit of starting the new year, turning a new page, and, you know, putting your foot into the next year and having that be a positive first step.
Mm-hmm. Right, great.
Wouldn't it be putting your lips into the next year?
Well, yes, you put your best lips forward, and then you see what happens. And but one of the things, you know, I talk a bit about is that, you know, it really, that kiss, you know, people ideally would love to have a romantic kiss on New Year's. I mean, that would be like the number one prize. Everyone would love a romantic kiss. But if it's not a romantic kiss, if you find yourself with, you know, family and friends, you know, you absolutely want to be kissing them. You know, if you find yourself just with your pet, you absolutely kiss your pet. All these kisses count.
Oh, I always give Frozen a kiss on New Year's. You know, my pet duck. Of course, now
How
I've been
is
going
Frozen?
Out. He's doing wonderfully. I've got a tattoo of him on my arm. It's a temporary tattoo, but it's still.
I love it.
His mother wouldn't let him get a real one.
Yeah, I wanted one. She said no.
I've
said
made
no.
a promise to someone too about not getting a tattoo. So.
Now, Andrea, has there, you know, been a kiss that you've had on New Year's Eve that is like most memorable? You always kind of think back and go, oh yeah, that one was, you know, kind of one that stood out.
And what about that kiss made it?
There you go.
Well, I, you know, it's so funny. The one of the things that inspired the book had to do with a New Year's Eve kiss that I had. Mm. So, you know, what made that so memorable was a couple of different things. One, it was completely unexpected. So, you know, it was a reminder of, you know, I got an invitation to a party. I just wasn't, you know, New Year's Eve sometimes is those holidays. Some people love it. Some people don't. Some people just want to stay home and be cozy instead of dealing with the traffic and the madness.
Yeah.
And I was sort of in that camp. But I went. It was going to be a late night dinner party. And I found myself seated next to this very lovely man. And I was just all sparked up. I mean, I was just, it was just such an exciting, unexpected thing. And, you know, before the night was up, we definitely shared a really wonderful kiss. And the chemistry was there. It was all about synchronicity, that serendipity. You know, all these sort of intangible kind of cosmic things were happening. And I couldn't help but think, because it was such a special night, you know, the stars were aligning.
Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, there's a little bit of that magic that can come with New Year's Eve, that you have to sort of believe in that magic. And you know, you just never know.
It's kind of like the, I think we've said this before with you, but the movie New Year's Eve, they said there's a one night that anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you go out and embrace the night with an open attitude, you just don't know where it's going to take you.
Definitely. And, you know, I remember it's weird because the year, we were talking earlier in our show, in our first hour, about how things have just, the year has just flown by. And it feels like just a couple weeks ago when I was telling the guys here, oh, I got six kisses on New Year's Eve. I kissed six different girls on the cheek. And they were making fun of me. But I was proud of myself because I put myself out there and they kissed me in return. Because I remember that Andrea Demerjian, author of Kissing Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About One of Life's Sweetest Pleasures, a kissing expert, told me that that's okay and that's something to be proud of as well, the kisses on the cheeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad that you stood up for that, Joseph, because, you know, everyone sort of always assumes that the kiss needs to be a romantic kiss, and it doesn't. It gets back into that, you know, sort of peace and goodwill towards men. You know, everyone feels happy with a kiss. Everyone, it's like, you know, it's these small gestures that really matter the most, whether it's a kiss, a hug, a smile. These are all things that touch us as people. So, you know, certainly to receive or give a kiss on a holiday is completely welcomed and completely in the right space. And it doesn't have to be a crazy sexy kiss. Again, all those crazy sexy kisses are super fun, but just a lovely, fun, affectionate, warm, friendly kiss is delightful and also makes the heart happy.
Excellent. And, you know, but I'm still holding out for this year. Maybe I will have that crazy sexy kiss. I mean, because you're saying that.
That will make something else happy.
Well, you know, crazy sexy kiss is something that I think we all just dream about, especially on New Year's Eve. So what would you say is the tip for making sure a kiss isn't just a kiss?
Well, you know, first of all, I love that you seem like such a hopeful romantic, and I love that about you.
Thank you.
So don't ever.
That's all he can
hurt.
Be is hopeful.
Hey, you know what? It's good to have hope when it comes to romance.
Yes.
On your question though, is there, you know, are you thinking that how can you put yourself in a position to get a kiss, or are you talking about you've got someone and you want to make sure that kiss happens?
Yeah,
or?
I say for this question, let's say that, you know, regardless of who that person is, maybe it's someone you've just met, or maybe it's your spouse. You want to make sure that you give them the kiss that, you know, they say, wow, I got a kiss you wouldn't believe on New Year's Eve from whoever that person was.
One of the things I do talk about, you know, whether you're at a party or you're at home and it's you and your lovely spouse, or you've been at a party and you're meeting new friends, or you're at a party with a date, I always suggest that people hold off on any kissing until the clock strikes 12.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something fun about building that anticipation. So if you're with someone that you've been with for, you know, whether it's a week, a month, or 10 years, and you've already been kissing, I suggest that you just sort of, you know, enjoy your champagne and your snacks, but you anticipate the moment, and then let that clock strike and let that kiss then be really significant in that moment. I think that that's always a fun thing to do. Also, waiting for something and anticipating it gets you all keyed up and excited about it.
Excellent, excellent advice. Well,
and, you know, if you set your eyes on someone snappy at a party, you know, you could even say to them, you know, hey, I just want you to know when the clock strikes 12, I'm going to be looking to kiss you. And that could really kind of catch them in a way that gets them all titillated as well. Sort of like, I'm going to get a kiss at midnight. And they're going to start thinking about that kiss. Even if it's around 9 o'clock at night, they're going to be like, oh my God, 3 more hours and I'm going to get kissed.
Suspense. Yes, I like that. Because I was going to ask, you know, is it okay to announce or you know, ask if it's all right to kiss someone at midnight?
Well, some people say if you got to ask permission, you might not get what you want, or you might not get the answer that you want. So I'm sort of a believer in you got to kind of seize that kiss.
Okay. Okay. Good point. Good point. If anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Andrea Demirjian on behalf of Kissing Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About One of Life's Sweetest Pleasures. You know, now this year, I know someone. It's not me. It's a friend of mine who's got his eye on huh? What? No, it's a friend. It's a friend. It's a friend. I won't say the person's name.
His last name Erdo?
No, no. It rhymes with that, though. But they... But they have their eye on two different girls that you know, kind of made the year. Mm-hmm. You know, one's relatively conservative. The other one,
say no.
She kisses everyone and everything.
Huh.
And you know, especially in that latter case, you know, would you recommend that? I mean, say this friend of mine doesn't want a kiss from this girl if it's not going to mean anything. Any advice on that?
Well, you know, just because, you know, this is kind of an interesting question. So it's the one guy and he's got two options, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, first of all, he's got a high class problem. So I'm not feeling that much sympathy towards the situation. You know, the thing with the person who's maybe kissing frequently and he's thinking that kiss might not be special. I don't know if you can think about it that way. I think New Year's Eve in and of itself is a special occasion. It's a special night. It comes once a year. So automatically any kiss that night is already special.
Okay.
So Joseph, let me get this straight. Uh-huh. This person, you,
my friend,
you're saying that if you don't want the kiss unless it means something, like this person's in love with that other person, and so they want the kiss.
Well,
to mean
not
something?
Like that. But I mean, if the curse person just kisses everyone, I mean, because last year this person kissed everyone.
Well, then
except
you'll
for him.
Yeah, well, then you'll be kissing everyone.
Is that kissing
everyone,
like a hoochie mama kiss, or just the kissing of the joy of the season and spreading love?
No, it was passionate kisses.
Well, why don't you?
This person likes kissing.
Why don't you try them both out? Experience it.
That's true.
And just see
so
the difference.
If you do have
not him,
two,
his friend.
Friend. Yeah, my friend. Is it possible to kiss two people at midnight and have them have those kisses mean something?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I again, it's like I sort of feel like New Year's Eve, all bets are off, and if the other person you're talking about is, you know, going around kissing a lot of people, I got to tell you, that sounds like a kissing bandit, and that's someone that I like. Nothing that gets you more charged up than feeling good about yourself, and you're in a room with people that you find attractive, and you're having a good time, and you're spreading a little love with a kiss.
I love it. And, you know, we're almost out of time in this segment, but I do want to mention one other thing. The Night Before came out about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderful part in that when someone gives someone advice that, you know, on I think Miley Cyrus gives Joseph Gordon-Levitt
yes.
the advice, you've just got to go for it. There's magic around the holidays, and people are kind of vulnerable around the holidays as well. So I think that...
You have a good chance there, Joseph.
Okay. Well, I mean, my friend has a good chance.
Defenses are down, so...
Yeah, your friend
yeah
Jeremy.
Defenses are down. So, you know, Andrea Demirjian is basically what you're saying to sum up this entire segment. Go out there and just seize the moment on New Year's Eve, right?
Absolutely. Again, you know, do it with a level of respect for you, for others and yourself, but absolutely just go have it a good time and spread a little love with a kiss.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, one of our absolute favorite guests. That's why we've had you on four times, and I'm going to tell you right now, that fifth time is just right around the corner. Kissing Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About One of Life's Sweetest Pleasures. People can pretty much get it on Amazon, anywhere books are sold, right?
Definitely on Amazon.
Kiss her back, Joseph.
I really appreciate it, guys. I hope your wishes do come true on New Year's Eve.
Yes. Huh. Yeah, Happy New Year's. And, just thank you so much for helping us celebrate. Andrea Demergian, take care. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Andrea.
Bye.
Yeah, so some great stuff there. Going to break here shortly. Joseph, if you do that, both of them at once, you will be a legend around.
Yeah, my dinosaur friend had a friend of
You should get the two girls. I mean, your friend should get the two girls to kiss you on the lips at the same time.
Yeah, so you're more a legend because you'll take the girls from your friend. But what's leading us out of break here?
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX.
From Mixed Nuts.
There you go.
Will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night. Welcoming in the new year. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be.